Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is Memorial Day, the unofficial start to summer, and that means a lot of grilling and barbecuing. Kansas City has a rich barbecue history and more than 100 barbecue restaurants. We were there in October and checked out Jones Barbecue, a small place on the side of a highway in Kansas City, Kansas. It's run by Deborah and Mary Jones. We started with a lesson in KC barbecue from Jill Silva, longtime local restaurant critic.
There's lots of great barbecue out in the world, but of course we're the best, and that's because it all kind of comes together in a melting pot in Kansas City. So we have beef, which is our primary meat, and that comes from our stockyard traditions. However, we do like pulled pork, and we do like
burnt ends,
you know. Well, that is part of the brisket, of course. Yeah, so those kind of come together. We also have different woods here, so we're really into hickory and oak with a little bit of fruit wood. So then our sauce is very tomatoey. Got a little note of molasses in there, but we're also open to vinegar and mustard and even Alabama white sauce now and again.
But maybe not as much vinegar as the Carolinians.
Not as much, no. But I mean, we're ecumenical. We'll try a lot of different things, but we know ours is best.
How many restaurants serve barbecue here?
Last I heard, it sounds like we're around 100.
And I have to say, since we've been here, everybody's got their favorite KC barbecue restaurant. We've heard about Gates. We've heard about Jack Stack. We've heard about Joe's.
Joe's KC. Right.
So what's your favorite?
That's like asking somebody to choose their favorite child. It just depends on what you're looking for. I mean, there's great personalities behind the pits. There's also great food. Some are legacy restaurants, some are new, some have full bars and dessert, and others, you know, barely consider the sides. It's all about the meat.
How often does somebody who lives here eat barbecue?
Wow.
Is it a special occasion, or is it like every week you go out and have barbecue?
Nah, well, I guess it depends on the person, but it's not a special occasion. I mean, we get the meat sweats after a while. We need to eat our meat a certain amount of times. But, you know, I think it varies from person to person.
And when was barbecue introduced here?
Well, the furthest back that I've read is Henry Perry. He was African-American. He worked on the riverboats that came through. So that would have been probably in the mid-1800s. And he decided he would start a barbecue cart. And from there, Kansas City became known for barbecue.
What do you do in Kansas City if you're a vegetarian?
Well, we actually have a new vegan place called the Peaceful... I think it's a cart, actually. It's called the Peaceful Pig. There are also some restaurants in town who do charred jackfruit, which is a tropical fruit that you can smoke. So there are some options. I think a lot of the more modern restaurants are actually trying to make sure that if a group of people wants to go out and socialize and they have a vegetarian in their group, that there is definitely something on the menu for everyone.
Now, our listeners can probably hear some of the wind around us right now.
Yeah.
What they can't smell is that we're standing right next to the pit here, and the smoke is probably going to be part of our clothes for the next few days. But
yes,
it smells incredible.
Yes, hickory and oak is what Deborah uses. And her pit's really, really interesting. For your listeners who can't see it, it's actually a secondhand kind of pit that's out in a parking lot. And she's got a little fence around it. And she sits out here in the elements and does her barbecue. And I really give her a lot of credit for coming here day after day, no matter what the weather is, and doing what she loves.
As you can see, we still do a lot of the old, we still do, you know, old school. If you would have came earlier, you would have saw a big fire. And right now, we just want to keep everything, you know, nice and warm.
Deborah Jones loads logs into the pit. She and her sister Mary run this place.
Well, the way I got started was my dad first just taught me and my sister how to barbecue, told us it was something that maybe might come in handy one day. So we said, okay. And I kind of stayed with it more so than anybody. And that's how I got started.
And how long has this been here?
We've been here about 3 years.
3 years.
Yes, sir.
And where were you before that?
We started at 1805 North 10th Street. That's where we started in 1987.
So what kind of things are you barbecuing?
We barbecue beef, we barbecue pork, we barbecue ribs, we barbecue rib tips, we barbecue chicken, ham. We make our own sausage and we barbecue those.
And are the recipes the same as they were from when your dad was running it?
Yes, sir, from the beginning. Yes, they are. The sauce, the beans, and the sausage are still the same. Mm-hmm.
And what's your secret? Why do people love this barbecue so much?
I think it's because we still do it a little bit on the old school. We still use actual hickory and oak mixed instead of using the, you know, the gas and starting it up that way. We actually just start our fire from the beginning. You know, throw the chips of wood in, the bark off the bark of the tree and crisscross it and stir it up and get our fire started.
How important in creating the flavor that you're going for is the wood that you're using?
I think the wood got a lot to do with the flavor because we don't use no rubs and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I think that because a lot of people will get the meat and just get the sauce on the side because they just like the smoke flavor. Uh-huh. And the wood, the hickory wood, we cook more hickory than anything. And I think that is what really sets it off.
Tell us about working with your sister all the time. How's that?
Oh, me and my sister, we love each other to death. But we have differences like anybody. But at the end of the day, we still sisters. Anybody tell you that, they'll see us arguing and having a difference. Oh, that's all time. And it don't mean anything.
You argue in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We argue in the pit. Yeah, we argue all the time. It don't make no difference. But at the end of the day, we still sisters.
What's the hardest thing to make?
I think the hardest thing to make is the sausage because it's a lot of time consuming with the sausage. Uh-huh. The sausage is time consuming. You got to first cut the meat, then you got to season it, then you got to grind it, then you stuff it through the casings. Yeah, that's the longest procedure. Yeah, the sausage.
Now, you're two women, obviously, two African-American women.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a lot of the owners of barbecue restaurants in this area are men,
mm-hmm.
and even many white men. What does that say to you? Or is there a difference between your backgrounds when it comes to the barbecue you're doing?
Well, it might be a little bit different for his background, but basically, as I'll tell anybody, it was just... Our dad taught us a lot of things besides barbecuing, how to lay carpet, you know, towel, different things, how to fix doors, because he just said, you never know, you may have to do something, get through life, and he just always told us to learn as much as you could. But far as it's dominated by men or whatever, when we came along, we didn't look at it like that. We were just looking at, you know, our daddy teaching us things in life on what to do.
What is it like now to be a woman in this industry?
You know, it being men dominating the barbecue field don't bother me one bit. You know, I can fit in with them. You know, I have no problem with it.
Do you think that you bring something that they can't?
Well, of course. Yeah, I've always bring something. For the fact that I'm a woman, that I brought that there, yeah, that right there says a lot. And the fact that, you know, I know how to barbecue too. I ain't gonna say I'm the best, but I can stand toe to toe with some of them or any of them. You know, it don't bother me.
Inside the tiny kitchen of Jones Barbecue, there's a book about barbecue, and in the back, a photo of Deborah Jones and her sister Mary, much younger, and dressed to grill. This is you and your sister.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? Because that was not in this place. That's
where it all started. That's where our daddy trained us.
This is where you were trained?
Yes. Uh-huh. On 10th.
What do you think when you see that photo now?
We just laugh. Uh-huh. We laugh.
Why do you laugh?
Because we look back at then and look back now. I mean, and then we write up to now and we say, well, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
I smell something in the air. You know it smells like barbecue.
Deborah Jones of Jones Barbecue in Kansas City. We also spoke with Jill Silva, then with the Kansas City Star back in October. You can find photos of the delicious food and that photo we were just talking about at hereandnow.org.